This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
A lot of weather to tell you about this morning. It is frosty, it may be foggy, and then rain comes in. I'll show you the timeline for all of that.
And state health leaders are making the COVID-19 vaccine more accessible. The group now considered high priority.
Plus, President-elect Joe Biden's detailed plan to fight the coronavirus and combat the economic downturn. A lot to tell you about on this Friday. It is 4:30. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And it is Friday, so that's a bright spot as we started here. Oh, dark 30. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that chill.
Oh, that's right. It's chilly out there right now. I want to welcome one of our newer cameras. And this is our Sheraton Downtown Raleigh camera looking down Fayetteville Street toward the Capitol Building, looking beautiful. Nice big bird's eye view here. It's nice and quiet. Our skies are clear right now. Temperatures are chilly. We're dropping down close to freezing in a lot of spots. It's 29 Southern Pines. It's 32 in Rocky Mount. It's 29 up in South Hill, 31 in Goldsboro. And even though it's 34 officially in Durham and Raleigh, there was frost all over my windshield this morning. So you may need to spend just a couple of minutes scraping it. It didn't take me that long, but I come in earlier than a lot of folks. So if you're headed out shortly, you may have some thicker frost. There also may be some fog that develops. It looked like some of the fog was trying to develop across the area. We are going to see mainly clear skies for a bit, but once we get toward lunchtime, the clouds will increase, and here comes the rain. We'll likely see that early afternoon. Futurecast wants to throw in this heavy band as our front starts to approach, so maybe even a little rumble of thunder comes through. By the time we get to 9, 10 o'clock, we're beginning to see the back edge of that precipitation. Our temperatures will be on par with yesterday, actually. 30s this morning. We'll see temperatures in the mid-50s. The rain settles in after 2 o'clock and stays with us all the way through the evening. It looks like Saturday is going to be cloudy, chilly, windy. We'll talk about the temperatures for the weekend coming up.
Today, vaccination efforts continue in Cumberland County. And this morning, for the first time, ages 65 and up can get in line for the vaccine. WRAL's Casey Cunningham joins us live from the Crown Complex. Casey, we have been seeing these lines for vaccination clinics all week. What's it look like now with more people eligible?
Jeff, we're seeing about the same thing. At 4:30 this morning, and you can see here at the complex, there are about 10 cars in line. You can see just how far it goes back. And the buzz kind of talking with people in line is that they are relieved they are added to the list, especially those who are just under 75, like 74, about to have a birthday and ready to get this vaccine. So let me pull up this screen here, give you a little bit more information about where this is. So this is at the Crown Complex in Fayetteville. Again, this is 65 years and older, and health care workers also eligible too. Starts at 9 this morning and goes until 5. So according to the health director here in Cumberland County, they are committed to vaccinating seniors. They want to make sure they get this done and they get it done in the next couple of weeks. So they're adding more staff. They're trying to make these wait times and these long shorter, get people in and out. So that's really their focus here. If you missed today's vaccine clinic, there's another one tomorrow. And then next week, they're going to start doing appointments in the morning. So you can schedule an appointment in the morning and then that will flip and go back to first come, first serve, which is what's happening here today. So we will keep you monitored all morning. Stay with us because I'm going to be doing a count throughout the morning to tell you what the line looks like. We'll keep you updated. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News, live in Fayetteville.
Today in Durham, appointments open up for a vaccine clinic set to open next week. Phone lines for eligible residents open at noon. And that number to call is 919-560-4357. Again, phone lines open at noon. The County Health Department has announced plans to open a mass vaccination site at Southern High School in Durham. This effort is in partnership with Duke Health. The logistics of how it will operate are being ironed out. It will open Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 8 p.m. Right now on WRAL.com, you can find a growing county-by-county list of vaccine sites and events. See what counties require you to register in advance and stay on top of any advances of who is eligible in each county. You can also find that all in your WRAL News app.
It'll be at least another month before Wake County students return to in-person learning. The school board backed the superintendent's decision to remain in virtual learning. Their main concerns came down to the safety of students and staff, trying to figure out a timeline on vaccinations for staff, and time to create a solid plan on how to return safely.
But in my core, I feel like we owe them a shot. We owe them a chance to see if we can do it, because we don't know. We don't know if we can do it or not, but we got to try.
The board hopes to vote on returning to the classroom by February 9th. If they are able to decide by then, their decision would be implemented as soon as February 15th.
COVID-19 numbers reported in North Carolina are higher than normal. It's because of some technical issues in processing. Health officials reported 9,853 new cases. We also learned of 80 new deaths. And hospitalizations are higher than ever before, with 3,990 people receiving treatment. Right now, 85% of ICU beds across the state are full. If you live in the Duke healthcare region, everything in blue here, just 6 ICU beds are free. It doesn't matter whether you have coronavirus or another life-threatening emergency. In the capital region, shown in red, it's a bit better. 22 ICU beds are free across these 5 counties. Today, President-elect Joe Biden will share more details about his vaccine plan. He'll hold a news conference from Wilmington, Delaware. Last night, the president-elect unveiled his $1.9 trillion economic recovery package. It includes $1,400 checks for most Americans, increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour, and would extend the moratorium on evictions and foreclosures through September. Biden says his goal of 100 million vaccinations during his first 100 days in office is tough, but says we're at a critical point.
The decisions we make in the next few weeks and months are going to determine whether we thrive in a way that benefits all Americans.
Biden has signaled that he wants a relief bill on his desk by the end of January, a plan that may be complicated because of the impeachment trial that's expected in the Senate in the coming weeks.
Two people made it out uninjured after their Raleigh home caught fire. This was the scene on Stannery Place when our breaking news tracker arrived around 9:30 last night. Investigators tell us the fire started in the back of that home, and it took about 15 minutes for crews to put out the flames. There is smoke damage to the inside of that home. The cause is still under investigation. A Wake County man is behind bars this morning after leaving the scene of a crash and then going back. 19-year-old Caleb Prescott is charged with careless and reckless driving. Officials say a deputy was trying to pull him over for crossing over the center line. Deputies tell us Prescott crashed and ran off before then coming back and being arrested. We're told another car swerved to avoid Prescott and crashed their own car. No one was injured out of all this. Coming up, solving a doctor shortage. The hospital working to train and hire hundreds of medical students.
And a Capitol Police officer who may have saved lawmakers' lives served at Fort Bragg. How his time on post prepared him.
Like WRAL and get major news updates on Facebook. The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WRAL Weather.
It is 4:40. We'll take a look over at Durham, and you can see everything looks fine right now. When I was coming into work, though, there was a little bit of fog that was trying to develop, so we'll be watching for that this morning. It's frosty out, and then once we get closer to lunchtime, we'll see cloud cover and rain for the afternoon and evening. So a lot happening, different from this morning to the afternoon, though, as we have those changes coming. Our temperatures are chilly. It's 29 in Roanoke Rapids, as well as Southern Pines, 34 Durham and Raleigh. It's 30 in Wilson and Rocky Mount, and it's 32 right now in Goldsboro. So it's cold enough for a little bit of patchy frost. This is a look at our rain timeline for today. We're going to see a slight chance of rain by lunchtime, but that chance really goes up this afternoon and this evening. And then after that, we start to dry out for Saturday for the most part. But I'll let you know what might surprise you coming up.
Help is on the way to fill the shortage of doctors in rural parts of the state near Cumberland County. Cape Fear Valley Health broke ground on its new Center for Medical Education and Research. The facility will provide 900 jobs over the next 10 years. The hospital is partnering with Campbell University to provide training and residency to medical students.
Granville County says it's making progress when it comes to finding animals new forever homes. Last year, the county's animal shelter says it took in more than 2,200 dogs, cats, and other wildlife. It was able to place more than 2,000 of those animals with families. And it says it was forced to euthanize 123 animals. The shelter says efforts to trap, neuter, and release feral cats has helped. 4:41, the influx of students and faculty back to campus has some university employees worried.
It's not going to be enough to be able to control an outbreak.
The steps schools are now taking to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and why some say it's not enough.
And we'll give you a live look at Raleigh right now. Coming up, the nonprofit that's teaming up with faith leaders to hand out free food for struggling families.
Micaiah Thurman here in the Live Center. We're getting unbelievable pictures out of the Bronx after a double bus was left hanging off an overpass. Take a look at this. There were 8 passengers and a driver inside at the time. They were hurt, but no serious injuries. Authorities say they're not sure if a mechanical issue or the driver error caused the crash. The streets surrounding the area were blocked off for a moment, but they were able to get a tow truck to pull the bus off of the side of the overpass. Back to you.
What a sight. Thanks, Micaiah. There's a special meeting planned this afternoon for Durham City Council members. This is a live look in the Bull City this morning. City Council members there are meeting to interview the final applicants being considered for the city manager search. Tom Bonfield retired as city manager in September. He spent 12 years managing the city. A Wake County church is partnering with the Interfaith Food Shuttle for a food distribution event today, handing out 240 boxes of food at Redeeming Love Missionary Baptist Church in Raleigh. The drive-through event starts at 10 a.m. It's first come, first serve.
University workers are concerned about their safety as students begin to return to campus, threatening to ramp up the number of coronavirus cases again. New COVID clusters were identified this week at UNC Chapel Hill and NC State. The union that represents campus workers across the UNC system shared their concerns with us. They believe the universities are doing better with sanitizing, testing, social distancing, and PPE, but they're worried it's not enough.
NC State just said they're going to do regular asymptomatic testing for all students on campus, and that's great. But the numbers right now are just so high that it's not going to be enough to be able to control an outbreak.
Leaders at NC State said they are confident their safety plans will work, including the option for many students to learn virtually. The vaccine rollout in Halifax County will pick back up next week. The health department says it's working on new clinics. This is what it looked like last week from Sky 5 when they were overwhelmed with people looking to get the shot. As the county works to meet demand to vaccinate those 75 and older, we're told the new guidelines that lowers it to 65 may mean expanding criteria as well.
Person County is moving forward with sweeping upgrades at its airport. The Board of Commissioners agreed to a $4 million project for a new corporate hangar at the Raleigh Regional Airport at Person County. The project includes hangar office space and additional widening of the airport's runway and taxiway. The county says if a $40 million jet were to call the airport home, it would generate more than $280,000 in yearly property taxes.
We're learning a Capitol Police officer hailed a hero for single-handedly trying to hold off rioters storming the Capitol, served at Fort Bragg. In this viral video, you see one lone officer facing off with protesters who are forcing their way inside. And that officer is Eugene Goodman, an Iraq combat veteran who served in the 18th Airborne Corps. During those tense moments last week, he led the mob away from the Senate chamber. And now he could receive a high honor for his actions. Fort Bragg officials want the world to know he was a hero long before last week.
He represents the values of the 18th Airborne Corps, you know, and he's a soldier for life. We're proud of him. We're proud that he served here. It is a great story, and it's a story maybe that people in the country need to hear right now.
3 U.S. representatives introduced a bipartisan bill to award Officer Goodman with the Congressional Gold Medal for his quick actions, buying security time to evacuate the Senate chambers.
Amazing what he did there. Let's get over to Elizabeth Gardner right now. We can see there's a little bit of fog in Rocky Mountain. Big chill everywhere.
That's right. Temperature is dropping down to near freezing this morning. We're not looking at that freezing fog potential that we had the other day, but definitely it's looking pretty soupy here in Rocky Mount. Be on the lookout for that. We'll take a look at our visibilities across the area. And notice Rocky Mount's down to 3 miles. Now, we take a look at the camera there, and I would say we're probably down to half a mile or so, and that will continue to drop. Sometimes these sensors are not perfect because they're in one little location, and fog is highly variable. You can have a pocket of fog, just to say over a farm field, and then, you know, right down the road, it's clear. So we'll continue to watch it. Certainly, we have that potential for fog across our area this morning. No problems right now for Durham, Raleigh, Fayetteville, Clinton, and over towards Southern Pines, but that tends to change pretty quickly. So we'll be watching that all morning. Skies are clear right now. It's cold. It's frosty out there, a little frost on the windshields. And then here comes our front. That front approaches by this afternoon and helps to bring us a shower, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm. Lots of snow with this, too. The mountains of North Carolina will end up seeing some snow tomorrow with this system. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see everything's nice and clear, but we'll have some fog. At 10 o'clock, we're still looking at some sunshine, potentially. Kind of depends on how much low cloud cover we see developing. We had a lot of low cloud cover yesterday. We may see that again. So I wouldn't count on seeing a whole lot of sunshine today, but our front starts to arrive, and that begins to bring some rain in here by early afternoon. Here's 2 o'clock. We're seeing rain in Durham and Raleigh and in our western counties. That continues to push eastward, maybe heavy briefly as that front gets a little closer to us. There's 5 p.m., and then it starts to move on out by 9 or 10 out of the triangle. It'll be a little later before it moves out of the rest of the viewing area. Now, we may wake up to a little bit of sunshine Saturday. Expect more fog because of the rain that we'll see overnight, and it will be colder behind this front. The clouds begin to move in. Another weak disturbance swings by. This one could bring us a quick sprinkle or a flurry. It depends on what time this actually rolls through. Earlier, it looked like this was going to be in the morning. Now it looks like afternoon, maybe too warm, but a little quick sprinkle, a little quick flurry. The rainfall that we'll see today likely to bring us anywhere from maybe a tenth to a half an inch, maybe 3/4 of an inch as you travel east of I-95. So we will see, you know, some significant rain with this, but not enough to cause any flooding problems. Our high temperature today, 55, really going to drop it on Saturday. Saturday's going to be windy and chilly at 48.
4:54 the time right now, your Friday morning. Booze made in the Bull City has grabbed the attention of an international superstar.
Singer-songwriter Jason Derulo has officially joined the Bedlam Vodka team, which is crafted by Greybeard Distillery.
WRL's Laura Levine asked the star how he plans to advance the homegrown product as North Carolina rebounds.
The last time we told you about Greybeard Distillery here in Durham, the business had switched gears, making hundreds of gallons of hand sanitizer to send out to the community. Since then, Jason Derulo has become a huge partner on its team to help propel the company's best-known product forward beyond the pandemic.
The singer-songwriter is making waves with his latest music and has become a TikTok sensation, reaching a total 15 billion global streams.
Whenever you're doing something that you love and people can see that, you know, they get that same joy that you're getting.
Derulo tells me he plans to bring that same energy and creativity from online to Greybeard Distillery with the new partnership.
Out of all of the companies in the world, why Bedlam?
It wasn't until I tasted it that I was like, whoa, like this is different. This is crazy.
The relationship between Derulo and Bedlam Vodka began years ago, but for the distillery making the homegrown product, the news couldn't have come at a better time.
When COVID hit, 60 to 70% of our revenue was gone because restaurants closed. And trying to figure out a way to keep the lights on like every other business in the United States was challenging.
CEO Brandon Evans says Derulo fits perfectly with their motto and latest digital campaign called Live Rebelliously. He will use his current platform to highlight the product while encouraging everyone to step outside of their comfort zone.
You know, I think people want to see positivity. You know, there's so much negative going on right now.
Through all creativity, some kind of light can come from it.
And this Bull City company gets to experience that beam of light firsthand. Laura Levine, WRL News in Durham.
So they reinvented themselves and then went back. Good for them. East Carolina men's basketball still pausing all team activities because of their recent COVID-19 struggles. The school says multiple individuals within their program tested positive for COVID-19. As a result, the Pirates' upcoming game against Temple and South Florida have been postponed.
Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we invite you to begin the day with us. Watch the 41st annual MLK Triangle Interfaith Prayer Breakfast on Monday at 8 o'clock on WREL. We'll also live stream it on WREL.com. Gerald Owens will serve as the MC. If you miss it, the program will re-air on Fox 50 at noon. Capital Broadcasting Company is a proud sponsor. 4:56, ahead at 5, the Biden administration's massive economic recovery plan. The largest direct payments they want sent to Americans.
And some of the state's largest mass vaccination sites have been announced. How some of your favorite sports venues are being transformed.